This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you Emmy Award winner, DraftKings Network NFL analyst, and hopefully our friend, Trey Wingo. Good afternoon, sir.
You are correct on all fronts. How are we, guys?
Now, I know we normally talk Cowboys right out of the gate, but I got to ask you this. Sure. What the hell is wrong with the Jets?
People have been asking that since 1969.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, think about this, guys. I want to be clear. I'm not saying Robert Saleh is a great head coach. I'm not even saying he's a good head coach. But let's just run through some logistics here, right? You lose Sunday in London to fall to 2-3, where your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, throws three interceptions, including a pick six that was the deciding margin of points in the game, as well as the game-sealing interception when they were driving for what looked like a potentially go-ahead touchdown. So that's why you lost. Let's just be honest about it. This is why you lost. So on Monday, CBS Sports reports that Robert Saleh, the head coach, was thinking about firing Nathaniel Hackett, who everybody knows is Aaron Rodgers' guy. And then Monday night, Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers talk. Yet Woody says they didn't talk at all about the firing of Robert Saleh. Tuesday, Robert Saleh is fired. Not only is he fired, guys, but he's escorted out of the building by security. What is he taking? Pencils? A laptop? What is he doing, right? Then Wednesday, Aaron goes on the Pat McAfee show and says he had nothing to do with it, and he resents the implications that anybody would assume that he had anything to do with the firing of Robert Saleh. When, after a loss earlier in the year to Denver, he was asked a question about Robert Saleh maybe saying we need to cut down on the hard count, and that's why the penalties were there. And that's a legitimate point that Aaron made. It's like, well, maybe we'll hold people accountable. But when you say that to the press, instead of talking to your coach about it, basically what you're doing to your head coach is you're cutting his legs out from under him. You're basically saying, shut up. I'm running the show here. When you say that, that's what you're doing. So after all of that, what happens today? Jeff Ulbrich, the interim head coach, who, by the way, everyone's saying they love him, they rave about him, he's a player's guy, all the things they said about Robert Saleh, let's just be clear. And if he was that great, why wasn't he given a three-year contract? Why is he just the interim? What's his first move? To strip Nathaniel Hackett of the play-calling responsibilities and replacing it with Todd Downing. Now, I find that fascinating because this whole sordid tale was reading like Aaron was trying to do whatever he could to keep his guy, and the new guy said, yeah, we're not doing that. So I respect Ulbrich on that, but I'm sure that that is not what Aaron Rodgers thought what was going to happen.
And I'm sure he won't be mad at all about this then, since he said that
he's not a guy that's sullen or holds a grudge or anything like that. That's not who he is in any way, shape, or form.
So you think they're going to turn that thing around there?
Here's the thing that I find hilarious. They fire their head coach when they have a Monday night home game against the Bills, who have lost two straight games and have looked terrible in doing so. If you win that game, you're 3-3, and you are in first place in your division. What other organization fires their head coach in this situation? Especially when It's the first time in Woody Johnson's multiple decades as an owner he's fired a head coach in season. To quote Kevin Costner from the movie JFK, "I simply find your story not believable."
I love it, man. We're talking with Trey Wingo right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm curious for the Chiefs, their red zone struggles, is it a sign that they can still get even better, or do you view it at all as maybe the thing that could take them down in the playoffs?
Well, I guess the way I would answer that question is, at what point last year, outside of the middle of October, did we at any point say, wow, the Chiefs look like the team to beat this year?
Yeah, that's
true. The Chiefs look like they are steamrolled. They limped through the end of the regular season. They lost games against Philadelphia at home. They lost a game against Buffalo at home. They somehow lost to the Raiders at home on Christmas Day, where they held the opposing quarterback, Aiden O'Connell, without a completion after the first quarter. Patrick Mahomes turned it over twice in the span of 15 seconds. That led to two touchdowns for the Raiders. At no point last year did the Chiefs look like they were the best team in football until they hoisted the Lombardi Trophy. I am going to be the last man out on the planet on the Kansas City Chiefs, because all they do is win. It's not pretty. It's a little ugly. It can be frustrating at times, but all they do is win. That's 11 straight wins, including playoffs, for the Kansas City Chiefs. They know how to win games. When it's, for lack of a better term, when it's nut-cutting time, they know what to do. And that game should have been a blowout Monday night. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster pulled a Kadarius Toney. He turned a perfectly thrown pass into an interception. I mean, that's another 7 points. Then we're talking 33-13. It's a total blowout. So I think the Chiefs are going to be just fine. Kareem Hunt is acting like it's 2017.
Yeah.
100-plus yards. Juju had 7 catches for 130 yards. Travis Kelce, second game, very productive. I will just say this, doubt the Chiefs at your own peril.
Trey Wingo joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And by the way, Kevin, I don't ever doubt the Chiefs either. That's one of those things I kind of stick to there. So the Andy Reid's a really good coach.
He is.
Perfect pairing with his quarterback, and it's been that way since they've been working together this entire time. The Cowboys get the win on Sunday night. It was ugly. It was not a fun win for any of us Cowboys fans.
But like the Chiefs, when they had to, they made the play to win the game.
That's true.
And that's where we walked in Sunday morning, because I don't like going on the road and then being like, well, it wasn't pretty. If you go win on the road, I'm pretty happy about that, especially whenever it's A, against New York, it was a division opponent, and then B, it's against the Steelers in that type of environment. That's a significant step for this Cowboys team, right?
I would agree. And, they had a -3 turnover differential?
Yes.
They still won the game?
Yes.
You know how rare that is in the NFL? Like, that's almost impossible. It's so funny. People get all up in arms about what did CeeDee Lamb say to Dak Prescott on the sidelines. And Chris Collinsworth certainly didn't have, I'll let you read your own. I think he just said jump ball.
Yeah, right? He did. He did. That's been confirmed.
Hey, jump ball. I mean, like, it's what are we doing here, What I'm curious about, is to what is the actual rush defense of the Dallas Cowboys this year?
Exactly.
Is it the unit that we saw the first two games that were... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely run through it with ease. Or the last three games where they have really, really settled in. So which run defense are we going to get? Because I will tell you, the Lions can run it. Okay, the Lions can run the rock, and they have a two-headed monster. And they know how to do that very, very well. This will be a huge test for that Dallas defense, and they're still going to be missing some key people.
I think you're really spot on there, because they're going to be going into the bye figuring out whether are we going to be back towards the bottom fourth of the league, or do we have a shot to have an average run defense based on this game? So I think that you're definitely right about that. For the Lions in the past game, I know this is an odd question because he just had the perfect game, but it does seem like it's been a slower start for Jared Goff, especially when you look at some of the turnovers. Is that a fair way to put it thus far?
I think so, but I'm not concerned about Jared. What I love about the Lions is that they know who they are, right? Like the Ravens know who they are. They have an identity. The Chiefs obviously know who they are. They'll just find ways to win. Like you said, Reed, Mahomes, perfect pairing. As long as they're there and Kelsey and Jones, they'll be fine. The Lions know who they are. And Dan Campbell has done an amazing job going from a backup tight end in one place, including Dallas, to being a head coach who is doing it a very different way. And I love that. Like, I want Mike McDaniel to succeed. I want Dan Campbell to succeed because they're going about it in very different ways than most people do when they're trying to be the head coach of a football franchise. And they have embodied, even when they were losing before they turned it around last year, they were all in on Dan Campbell. And I love that Dan has filled his staff with a lot of former players. You know, Dan is... to me, the two things that you really need to figure out in life is, number one, know who you are, and number one, know who you're not. And I think Dan knows both of those things, and that's why he's leaning on a lot of these other former players around him on his coaching staff. I really respect that from him, and it's clear that the players respect him with the way they respond to him.
How much interest, we talk about a lot about cards on our show. How much interest are you investing in Jaden Daniels right now, and how much should the Cowboys fans fear him for the next 10 years?
Well, I mean, I take the Zen philosopher approach on everything. We'll see. But, I mean, I can just tell you what he's done. So, first of all, and I have to tell you, I love this kid. I watched him at Arizona State when he was coached by my dear friend Herm Edwards. And so I've seen him since he started his freshman year. Whatever it is, he's had it for a while. I mean, his first four games, guys, that was the highest completion percentage of the first four games of anyone's over a four-game span since the merger of 1970. That's what we're talking about here. And statistically, last week he had his worst game, and they blew him out. You know, he finds ways to make plays. There will be learning curve. There will be bumps in the road, including, you know, he threw a terrible interception on the goal line last week. But, yeah, I'd be worried. And, you know, I can't say enough about Dan Quinn either. Like, Dan stayed with Dallas probably a year or maybe even 2 years longer than most people would, because he wanted to get back to who he was as a coach after flaming out in Atlanta. You know, he was the DC up in Seattle before that. And I think it really revitalized him career-wise, and I think it revitalized him personally. So, and the pieces he brought with him from Dallas to Washington, they were good pieces, and they're filling in nicely. And, you know, it's also a testament to what we talk about with, you know, the Lions or the Ravens or the Chiefs. They changed the culture in Washington. The stench of Dan Snyder is finally gone. You have competent ownership. You have competent leadership from the front office. And you have a competent coaching staff. And if you hit on the right quarterback, which it looks like they have, lo and behold, those wins tend to pile up pretty quickly.
Have they changed the stench of the stadium when poo water was coming out of the ceiling on some fans?
It is amazing that once they got rid of Snyder, that stopped, right?
That is weird, right?
It's like a cause and effect thing.
Do Cowboys fans and Lions fans need to block out an extra 30 or 45 minutes this weekend because the Lions are the fourth most penalized team in the NFL. The Cowboys are the fifth most penalized team. This feels like a game where the officials are going to take their camera time.
Yeah, and that's not good if you're a Lions fan going back to the 2014 playoff game where they picked that flag up.
Yeah.
on that pass interference. That was something. Yeah, I think that you're going to see a lot of yellow flags on the field. Guys, I've been studying for this game. Here's the weirdest thing I've come across, and I'd love to get your guys' perspective on it. Yeah. Dak Prescott has a pass rating of 83.8 when not facing pressure, and just for perspective, because the numbers are so weird. It's 158 point something is a perfect number. But that's the third worst. So when that pocket is calm around him, he has the third worst quarterback rating. But when he's facing pressure, his passer rating is 124.5. That is the best among quarterbacks, according to Next Gen Stats. He has four interceptions when not under pressure in 2024. That is the most in the NFL, or tied for the most. And he has five touchdowns and no interceptions when under pressure. That's the best in the NFL. Guys, this should be the opposite way. Like, when you're under pressure and under duress, that's when you should be making these mistakes. He's amazing in those situations. It's when he's not facing the pressure that Dak really hasn't been connecting. I find that the oddest thing I've seen all season long.
He's at his best, Trey, whenever it's single high safety.
Yes.
Whenever it's two safeties back, he really struggles with that. Whenever it's single high and you bring a safety into the box or you're trying to blitz and you're trying to get down there, that's when he's at his best because he knows that side of the field I can go to. He doesn't, and what's really interesting to me is he doesn't throw into the pressure a lot. He's a lot of times throwing away from the pressure. And I always felt like quarterbacks were typically throwing into the pressure because that's where the blitz was coming from. But usually he knows what his hot read is somewhere else.
Yep, absolutely. And we will see what happens today. You know, there's all these historical things you can look at. And, you know, I don't care about that. The only things that I find interesting is that under Campbell, the Lions off a bye are 1-1-1. And for whatever reason, under Mike McCarthy, when the Dallas Cowboys play a team coming off a bye, they're 3-0.
There you go.
That I find interesting.
I'll take that, Kevin.
Do you also think it's going to be interesting when Dan Campbell makes one of the offensive linemen eligible on the first play of the game?
Yeah, and I really, you know, that he really should do that. Like, really, he should do that. Like, let's be honest. Like, that's something that should happen. Because that was a fiasco from start to finish.
I'm not going to count it out. Thank you very much, as always, for the time, good sir. We'll catch up with you later.
You got it. Pregame Power Up Monday and Thursday nights, 5 o'clock at DFW time on DraftKings Network.
Network, NFL analyst Trey Wingo, thank you very much, good sir. You just heard the man, 5 p.m. Central Time, NFL coverage on the DraftKings Network. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.